As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep: L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hauptman. We're talking to a fellow podcaster. She is host of Clean and Green Living. Reagan Nelson is a dedicated health educator and advocate, and she's combined her passion for cleaner living with a master's degree in physiology and 20 years of working in the field. And she's providing us with helpful tips, pointing out where some of the hazards lie. We're taking kind of a house tour. So, okay, we've covered the kitchen and the bathroom, but perils exist in the bedroom and the living room. And I'm thinking of things like bedding, pillows, you know, some of these deodorizers that we use, even new furniture and carpets can be a hazard. Can you speak to that?
Yes, as you said, they're really sort of everywhere. When it comes to your sheets and towels and pillowcases, you're going to feel like I'm a broken record. Fragrance. So if you can use a laundry detergent without fragrance, that again is a huge step in reducing your exposure. A quick story. I went to an Airbnb. My daughter took her stuffed animals, her bunnies. And 3 or 4 days after we got home, they still smelled like the sheets that she had slept in. So again, these chemicals are really strong and they linger. And in most of those detergents, you'll again find phthalates, which help things to absorb into our skin or into that fabric to retain that smell. I didn't know this until probably about a year ago, but phthalates are actually even used to help pesticides absorb into the ground, which I thought was fascinating. So we find phthalates also in pesticides.
So they act to as catalysts, or they facilitate absorption. So that's not good.
No. So, I mean, and again, I my home is fragrance free. And when I have people come into my home who have fragrance on their clothing, it's like I get hit with it. I can smell it immediately. Yeah. I can pass someone outdoor on a hiking trail and I can smell that they're using traditional Tide laundry detergent with that strong smell.
Do you have an airlock in your home where they can take off their clothes and put on
we're not that extreme yet.
Garments?
Okay. No, we're not that extreme yet, but removing your shoes, if you want a tip, removing your shoes is one of the easiest and most cost-free ways to reduce your exposure to toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. Do not come in your house with your shoes on. That just leaves everything else outside. Yep. So we are no shoe house.
And what's outside that we should be concerned about? You know, like walk on the sidewalks of New York and crossing the streets.
I mean, pesticides for sure. Again, like Roundup, glyphosate is a huge one. I mean, really so many things because you've
potentially heavy metals,
microplastics. I mean, they're really anything, PFAS chemicals. So if you think about, we wear an outerwear with a PFAS coating, you know, Gore-Tex, things like that, those rain coatings have PFAS chemicals, although we are working to transition those out of a lot of brands. Mm-hmm. When it rains, that's going to wash off into your surrounding. Yeah. It's the ground, you know, so it's not just about the bacteria from, you know, animal waste or things like that. It's also these chemicals that are everywhere we go.
Certain states like California have very stringent fire prevention standards. So ironically, you know, this clean and green state that's all about preserving the environment, maybe inadvertently mandating something that increases exposure to harmful chemicals. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I mean, flame retardants are, you mentioned your home. A lot of furniture, sofas, mattresses have flame retardants in them because of these standards. From what I understand, they've stopped putting them on children's pajamas. That was a really huge issue for a number of years. You would actually see a label on loose pajamas that would have this like flame retardant warning. I believe that that is no longer the case. But yes, when you're shopping for a new sofa, you should check to see that that company is not putting flame retardants. Again, mattresses. I had a really fascinating conversation with a man named Tim Masters, who is the owner of a company called My Green Mattress. And he spent, he had a daughter who was very susceptible to allergens. And so he was already making conventional mattresses, and he created a mattress just for his baby. And then he got into making safer mattresses. And it took him something like 2 years to get his mattresses to pass the fire standards, because you literally take a flame and stick it on the mattress and it has to not ignite. Wow. For something,
so he had to find alternative ways to make the mattresses
without the chemicals. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to replace your mattress, I recommend looking for one with organic latex and without flame retardants. Those are two areas that you can do that. Also, what's the word that I'm looking for? Wood, that laminated wood products.
Yeah.
Are often
like the formica or, you know, some of these sheetrock, even sheetrock has actually caused illness, especially this whole scandal over sheetrock that came from China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of formaldehyde is found in furniture products. That's again, in the laminated wood, obviously your paint. We've all probably heard about VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and you can get a low VOC paint. I would go so far to say you want to make sure that there are no VOCs, because the VOCs doesn't actually account for a lot of these chemicals either. From what I understand, like you could still have it could still be a low VOC, but there still could be a harmful chemical in it. Again, this seems like there is so much, and I hate to overwhelm people, but it's just one choice at a time. If you're replacing a mattress, a sofa, just do some digging to see what you can find.
Well, it sounds like we're sort of taking a caveat emptor approach, you know, buyer beware, you know, you pays your money and you takes your chances. But your advocacy is about creating guardrails for the industry so that consumers do not get exposed to unsafe chemicals. So you played a role in the passage of the Modernization of Cosmetics Act. The acronym is MOCA. In 2022, and you're headed back to the Hill next month to advocate for more change. Well, tell me what's on the agenda, and perhaps there's an opportunity for listeners and consumers to get involved.
Yes, for sure. So the first meetings I had were actually at the state level. I used to live in the state of Oregon, which is one of the states that has passed some really great health protective legislation at the state level. Oregon, California, Washington probably have the most progressive laws when it comes to these issues. California has banned the use of formaldehyde in some products. They've actually required fragrance transparency. And of course, California is a large market. And so a company is not going to formulate their products just for California. They're going to make the change for all of their products. Mm-hmm. So that can be a really great thing. So I participated in some meetings in Oregon at the state level to help educate our congresswoman at that point was who we were meeting with on this issue. And then in 2020, I went to Capitol Hill for the first time. I now live in the state of Idaho, and helped lead some congressional meetings with Representative Mike Simpson, who's a longtime Idaho representative, to help simply educate him about this issue. So many of these bills, you know, pass a congressman's desk. And, you know, when you have a war in Ukraine and issues in the Middle East, and cosmetic reform probably doesn't really pile up to the
top. It's low on the list. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And so they may not even know that this is a problem. And when we had this conversation with Congressman Simpson, and we told him that you could put formaldehyde in baby lotion, But yeah, Dr. Hoffman, you would know, like we stopped preserving cadavers in formaldehyde because we knew it was a carcinogen.
We used to dissect, we had anatomy lessons with cadavers that were soaked in formaldehyde until it was realized that we were really subjecting medical students and future doctors to a very, very serious environmental hazard. I remember, my chest feeling tight and my eyes watering and my nasal passages congested after exposure to the high levels of that. It's just the room reeked of it. So that is not a good thing.
But it's still allowed in cosmetics, and it is widely used in conventional cosmetics. And the ingredient won't say formaldehyde, they're formaldehyde releasers. So you have to be somewhat educated to know about it. But this is one of those things where, you know, I'm telling you, Congressman Simpson was a dentist. So he, you know, he took anatomy and physiology just like you and I did. Mm-hmm. And when I gave this analogy, it resonated with him. And that's a really important thing, I think, about this issue is that 99% of people are impacted by it, but really 1% knows about it. And my goal in through my podcast and through this work that I do is really to educate people, because it resonates with pretty much everyone when you start talking about it. And once you know these things, you can't unknow them. And we have great bipartisan support for this kind of regulation. And it's just, you know, with everything, it's not simple. I don't think anything in Congress is. And it just takes time and awareness. And so we keep going back and we keep educating and advocating for these laws. They actually just appropriated $7 million to the FDA. That was a part of MOCRA. And this is the first money I think the FDA has received in ever to really work towards this issue and help support the changes that were enacted with MOCRA to help make products safer and have greater consumer transparency.
But the forces are arrayed against you in Congress because of the immense lobbying power of the chemical industry, the cosmetic industry, the food industry, big pharma, who really don't want to see a lot of imposition on their free reign in garnering profits.
Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, consumers have amazing power. And as you've seen with organic food over the last 20 years, you know, we went from having organic food not that widely available to being more widely available. Not to say that this has fixed any of the problems in the food systems, but we have greater access to it. And you see that hitting the big brands. So there are companies, you know, like L'Oreal, who are, you know, they're still making conventional products, but they are also doing work in the green space or clean and green space, if you will. At Beauty Counter, we work with other brands. There's something called the Know Better, Do Better Collaborative. And so this is a group of brands like Credo Beauty and Beauty Counter and others who are working together alongside organizations like the Environmental Working Group and Breast Cancer Prevention Partners to advocate as a collective, which I think is really important because there makes their power and their voice bigger to, you know, somewhat try to tackle the big beast that is the lobbying of, you know, the consumer packaged goods industry and the pharma industry. And that's where really consumers do have power. And so
we vote with our feet, in effect.
Yes, you can vote with our dollars. Conscious consumerism, it's really important. And you have the ability to help be a part of the change just by choosing to shop with brands that, you know, align with your values, that are making safer and more sustainable choices.
Is there a risk, however, of greenwashing? You know, companies that kind of, flash the aura of green when actually their products are kind of meh when it comes to quality.
Yes. I was just in a gas station on my spring break road trip, and I walked into the women's bathroom, and there was a very large container. I think it was Purell brand, but I don't remember exactly. And it said healthy soap. And I was like, healthy soap? I didn't know soap was unhealthy. Like soap should just clean our hands. And so, of course, because I'm a researcher by nature, I had to dig into that. And so I went to the website and I looked at the ingredients in their healthy soap. And it did say fragrance-free also. Okay.
That's
so
a
I was
plus.
Like, okay, fragrance-free.
So much for that.
Sadly, when you actually look at the ingredients, it did have fragrance listed on their ingredients. And there were also a handful of other ingredients. There were ethoxylated surfactants, which makes things sudsy. When those are processed, they are often contaminated with 1,4-dioxane, which is a known carcinogen. Companies can strip that out. So there are a lot of companies that do use those surfactants. They strip out the 1,4-dioxane and then they test for it. They'll certify for it. This is something I've also learned somewhat recently. But my guess is this healthy soap is probably not testing for their 1,4-dioxane. And it's you have to be a critical consumer when it comes to this space and ask questions. I really encourage people, if you see something, reach out to the brand and ask. And then also, if you're confused or if you don't understand what ethoxylated surfactants are or parabens or PFAS, I also encourage people to reach out to me because I'm happy to help you do the research and deciphering.
And how are you accessible? How can people get in touch with Reagan Nelson?
Yeah, you can find, you can email me. I'm happy to give my email. It's cleanandgreenlivingpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Clean and Green Living Podcast, on Facebook by the same name. I'm on LinkedIn as Reagan Wilson Nelson. And those are probably the best places to find me.
So what if consumers want to be engaged, you know, in your efforts to influence Congress and lobby for more effective regulation? I'm president of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, and we have common cause because our beat is all things related to the environment and natural health, regulation of the practice of medicine, regulation of the supplements, homeopathy, et cetera. I mean, we have a very broad mandate, and you're very hyper-focused on, cosmetics and environmental chemicals. Can you give us an action alert where people can participate or contribute or subscribe?
Yes. You can text the word Better Beauty, all one word, Better Beauty, to 52886. And when you do that, you will immediately get sent to a landing page that will identify your state. And there is a pre-written letter that allows you to fill in your information. And then that letter will be sent to your congressmen, your senators, and your representatives with great language that articulates the importance of this issue and why you as a constituent care about it. And I will tell you, when they get 10, 20 of these letters, they pay attention.
Great. So let's repeat that. That's Better Beauty 52886. You text to that.
So Better Beauty to 52886.
Wait. Okay. So you put it in your text, 52886.
Exactly.
And you type in Better Beauty.
Yep. And you will immediately get a reply that then you can click on that link and it will open up the pre-written letter that talks about your support of more health protective legislation over the personal care
industry. The marvels of technology. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then you'll get a template of a letter that, you know, and that you can customize or you can just sign it as it is, that outlines, you know, some of the action points, right?
Yes, correct. It's so easy. Modern technology makes advocacy work as constituents really quite simple. I just recently participated in a similar campaign here in Idaho around pesticides. So here they were trying to pass a law that would say pesticide manufacturers could not be held liable for any health implications of their pesticide, assuming that it was approved by the FDA.
Wow.
So that they're trying to pass that
like a liability shield. That's like a get out of jail free card for the pesticide industry.
Yep, wow. Exactly. Even though we know that they've already paid out hundreds of millions of dollars in claims for cancer and other negative health impacts. And So I became, you know, I sent it out to all my friends and said, please fill out this letter, use this link, and was fortunate to hear back from some of my congressmen, our state representatives, and the bill was initially killed. But of course, as you alluded to, these huge pesticide companies, they just come back and they propose another bill with some other little change, and they're just incredibly, like the chemicals, incredibly persistent.
Indeed. Well, we have to remain vigilant and conscious. What's next on the Clean and Green Living podcast itinerary? What are you going to be talking about next?
That's a good question. I'm having a conversation with a woman named Krupa. She's German. I always mispronounce her last name. Kesslein. It has some letters that you don't say in it. And she is actually a green chemist. So her job is to help Beauty Counter and other companies, Credo Beauty. Actually, I don't know that she works with Beauty Counter, but she helps companies like Beauty Counter who are looking to formulate with safer ingredients. She helps them to create their products. So we're going to be talking about things like preservatives, which preservatives are safer. You know, there's a notion, I think, in beauty and also in across other cleaning and household products that
that you have to put preservatives in because otherwise it's unsafe. It could be contaminated otherwise.
There is that. Yeah, for sure. And then there's also, I think, a belief too on both sides that synthetic means it's harmful and that natural means it's safe. And like lead can be found in things that's naturally occurring. We know that's harmful for us. But then there are some synthetic chemicals that are known to be safer. So her job is to help identify the safest way to formulate that product so that it does its job and doesn't end up with bacteria and things like that and in it, but also that the chemicals are not of concern either. So it'll be an interesting one, a little bit more detailed than some of my episodes. Tomorrow's episode will be about your deodorant and the difference between antiperspirant and deodorant and why we should all be ditching the antiperspirant and opting for a deodorant that's formulated with, again, no fragrance and safer ingredients.
News we can use. It seems to me that the Europeans are actually ahead of us in terms of recognizing the hazards of these chemicals. We kind of lag behind in regulation. Is that true?
It is. I mean, they, in the US, we regulate, or well, we restrict about 30 ingredients from personal care products. And in Europe, it's over 1,500. Canada is about 600. Europe also has more regulation around pre-market safety. So in the US, we don't require companies to test their ingredients and prove their safety before they go into a product. And Europe does not function like that. They're more restrictive from that regard as well. I will say, actually, I live in France in the summer. And while Europe is better, it does not, there are still plenty of harmful chemicals in the products in Europe. Fragrance especially is everywhere. They do not allow phthalates in their fragrance. But you'll still see things like PEGs, PEG, you'll see like PEG-40, the polyethyl glycol.
Hard to ban Arpège number 15 in France, right?
Yes. Yeah. So those are again used as preservatives, or they're also, and again, you have that same, they're an ethoxylated ingredient. Yeah. And that's one of the concerns again, is that 1,4-dioxane contamination. But again, who knows all these things? I've been doing this for a long time and I learn something new every day.
Well, we've learned a lot by talking to you. And I want to thank you, Reagan Nelson, for your efforts on behalf of consumers and providing a very informative forum in your Clean and Green Living podcast. So all the best to you. And I'm sure you know, organizations will be collaborating on cleaning up the environment and making it safer for people. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.